Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this hump day. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Antoine Dunn. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Velma Bagby about the success of the Catch series and what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In Mississippi news, flood threat at elevated risk for most of Mississippi, MEMA says on Tuesday. Numerous showers and some thunderstorms were expected into today, with low temperatures ranging between the middle 50s and lower 60s in central Mississippi. Isolated severe storms are capable of producing damaging wind gusts, and hail are possible today from the mid-morning into evening hours, mainly along the south of the Interstate 20 corridor. Flash flooding and river flooding are increasingly likely in Mississippi today and tomorrow, as multiple waves of rainfall are anticipated, the National Weather Service said on Tuesday. Rainfall amounts of 4 to 8 inches are expected across much of the state, and locally higher amounts will be possible. Some roads may become flooded or closed, the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency said. They also advise taking these precautions. Stay weather aware, know where to go in case you need to evacuate, and identify alternate routes to your destination in case of flooded roads. In national news, man suspected of killing 8 people outside Chicago was related to most of the victims, police say. A man suspected of shooting and killing 8 people in suburban Chicago over the weekend was related to most of the victims, authorities said Tuesday, a day after the 23-year-old fatally shot himself after confrontation with law enforcement in Texas. The police and the sheriff's office said investigators believe the individual, who Conversations Daily News is not naming, shot 7 people, who most of whom were relatives, at 2 homes in Joliet on Sunday before randomly shooting 2 men at other nearby locations. One of those men survived. The Illinois authorities said there is no evidence to provide a motive for the killings at this point. We can't see inside his head, Joliet Police Chief Bill Evans told reporters, we just don't have any clues as to why he did what he did. Police did not release the victims' names and said they had not yet determined their exact relations to the suspect. They said the victims include a 14-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl, a 20-year-old woman, a 38-year-old woman, a 38-year-old man, a 47-year-old woman, a 37-year-old man, and a 28-year-old man. The Texas Rangers are investigating the suspect's death and believe he shot himself, said Lieutenant Jason Reyes, a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, of which the Rangers are part. In more national news, senators are racing to win support for a border deal as aid to Ukraine hangs in the balance. Senate negotiators were laboring this week to win wide support for a deal on border policy as they entered what could be a pivotal stretch for a painstakingly negotiated compromise that could open the door for Republican votes to replenish U.S. wartime aid for Ukraine. A core group of negotiators has worked in private for nearly 2 months over changes to U.S. border and immigration policy and hope to unveil the legislation later this week. But the bipartisan group is treading on one of the most explosive issues in American politics, and the legislation faces heavy skepticism from the wings of both political parties, including Donald Trump, the Republican presidential frontrunner, and House Speaker Mike Johnson, an arch conservative who has shown little willingness to compromise on the issue. With the House on recess, the Senate has an opportunity this week to gain momentum for the initiative, but Republican Senate leaders said they did not expect to vote on this bill this week as negotiations turn toward funding the policy changes. Republican senators want a robust showing of GOP support for the bill to put pressure on Johnson to take it up. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's ability to marshal his conference for the border measures could ultimately decide the fate of one of his key priorities, bolstering U.S. support for Democratic allies around the world. In entertainment news, Oppenheimer dominates Oscar nominations. Gerwig passed over for Best Director, says the Associated Press. After a tumultuous movie year marked by strikes and work stoppages, the Academy Awards showered nominations Tuesday on Christopher Nolan's blockbuster biopic Oppenheimer, which came away with a leading 13 nominations. Nolan's three-hour opus, viewed as the Best Picture frontrunner, received nods for Best Picture and Nolan's direction, acting nominations for Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt. And finally, in business news, Wall Street drifts near records as earnings reporting season heats up. Wall Street is hanging around its record heights as earnings reporting season for big companies keeps going. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in late trading on Tuesday and on track to set another all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 97 points or 0.3% a day after topping 38,000 for the first time. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% higher with an hour remaining in trading on Tuesday. Procter & Gamble climbed 4.6% after posting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. No matter how difficult the previous chapters of your life may have been, know that your story is not over. Choose today as an opportunity to reveal the alternate ending that is not what others might expect, but what you know is possible. Your best days can still be ahead of you, but you have to keep living your life in order to reach them. Have a great Wednesday. Antoine Dunn is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's a single, October 7th, right here on the Conversation Daily News.
October 7th was a good day, 'cause I found out that love still knew my name. Sounds lost in the noise, trying to escape, and then you came like the sun for the rain. Now if I would have known this before, see, I can't say that I change it, 'cause good things don't come every day, no, no. Especially when you're going through changes. Good love ain't no everyday thing, but it's real. You see, and it will change you.
But it's real. Yes, it is. You see, and it would change you.
Part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Velma Bagby in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your entertainment spotlight. Dr. Velma Bagby, the author of the best-selling Catch series, rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about its success. Is a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Velma, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks, Cyrus. It's always a pleasure to join you in these conversations. I know it's going to be exciting.
You know, it is always exciting for me, Dr. Velma, for this reason. As many times as we have had conversations about the Catch series, there's so much for us to be able to discuss in these books. So I want to begin there. I mean, you've been able to have real conversations with people about these characters you've written, about the traits you discuss. What has that been like for you to see how these characters that you created have been able to really touch base with so many readers?
Because they can relate to the people, or the characters in the book. They've met characters like this. They've met people who reflect the characteristics of some of the folks or the characters in this book, and that's what's exciting for me. It's relatable.
It is definitely relatable, and whether we're talking about The Catch No One Wants, Dr. Velma, the book that kind of began this series, or the newest book, The Wrong Catch, He'll Tear Down the House, I think for men and for women, right, this is something that we have to be honest about, and I think that is one of the big keys for me. I was thinking about it when I was prepping for this segment with you today. A lot of times, whether we're talking about men or women, we do one or two things. Either we ignore the signs that we see in front of us and think, oh, you know, I can change that, or maybe that's not what I think it is. Or we don't really take the time to really get to know the person that we say that we want to be with and ultimately marry. What has that been like for you to have those conversations? Because we see it both in the books that deal with the men when it comes to the fish, but also with the book with the women as well.
Absolutely, because it's been situations that I've seen before. I've heard many of these stories, very similar to how I read the stories in the book. I've heard those moments that people had when they thought they knew someone and they didn't, because they didn't take the time to really examine the person closely. And then those who just fell in love with the idea of meeting someone they thought they wanted to have in their lives without doing their due diligence to really examine the person to see who this person really is.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're about to get on to more of more news. Message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By, a throwback from our artist of the week, Antoine Dunn, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.